all about the way that we think. And I know Brother Matthew had made mention there in his testimony about that he was going about some things the wrong way. And that's what attitude's all about. Attitude is going about it God's way, the right way. And Serious Servants Institute, we're going to finish up tonight on Servant's Attitude number 5. We're going to be still dealing with worship, and we're going to be dealing with worship that involves listening. How many realize sometimes listening is a hard thing to do? Listening's a hard thing to... How many can meet somebody for the first time, and when you walk away, you don't remember their name? Anybody like that besides me? It happens. Well, I have found, or I think I have found, the reason that that happens is because instead of listening to them, you are thinking about what you're going to say and what you're going to, how you're going to greet them, and you don't really listen to them. You hear their words, but you didn't really listen to them to where those words were rehearsed in your mind, because it's kind of like one of those old copy machines. It has to roll over your mind before it puts it there. If it just gets placed on the top, it just blows off. It's gone. Yeah, but it's got to roll over your mind to imprint on your mind. Amen. So that's what we're going to be dealing with here tonight, is listening. Worship involves listening. So he's got it up there here tonight. Most of it's already filled out in that section. There might be just a few that are missing. You have to look at it. Doesn't look like there's any missing in that section. And of course, it's just the reality. Let's go ahead and read 1 John chapter 3, verse number 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. 1 John 4, 17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. And so here's the reality of that spontaneous love. Love is made perfect because love is perfected in our lives, and that spontaneous love is there. We have boldness or confidence when judgment day comes. We don't worry, we don't fret, because we are preparing by allowing God to have his way in our lives. And that's what he makes that statement, as he is, so are we in this world. So when we're living like Jesus, following Jesus, have an attitude like Jesus, we're not afraid of death. We're not afraid of the judgment. Now, attitude is a position assumed for a specific purpose. Of course, we're dealing with the fact our purpose is God, and our position is following him. A settled way of thinking or feeling about someone or something, typically one that is reflected in a person's behavior. So what you think is what you are. And you will not rise above what you think. If you think you need nothing, you will have nothing. That's just bottom line of it. If you don't think you can achieve, you will not achieve. Amen. But if you think, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, then you will do all things through Christ that strengtheneth you. Praise God. That's what faith is all about. That's the attitude we're after. And of course, a bad attitude is eager or quick to argue or fight or aggressively defiant, uncooperative behavior, resentful, antagonistic manner. And so we see worship is the giving of our entire self. Does anybody really understand what entire self is? Are there any hidden parts down deep in your mind somewhere? You know, entire, you know, that means every thought, every feeling, every motivation, every attitude, our bodies. And so we see then worship is giving our entire self, our thoughts, our emotions, to God's use. All of life is an act of submission, an act of worship. All of our life. Whether you're in church or out of church. That's where you worship. Hallelujah. We talked about it, worshiping at home. Our service to God is not centered on a time or a temple. In other words, it's not really based on a certain time or a church. We'll put it like that. Amen. But it's done whenever, wherever we are. Because we are the temple of God. So worship involves speaking. And we've dealt with that. We've taught on that. You know, bringing our words to the house of God. Bringing our praise. And letting our requests be made known. We've taught on that. Worship involves speaking. And what we're going to deal with tonight, worship involves listening. Once again, as I said earlier, it seems to me that one of the hardest things we have to do is listen to somebody else. Now, me, for example, when I come up on a circumstance, situation, my mind is already running of what I need to do. I'm talking about like if I am headed for a door. I'm just walking towards a door. Probably just like if I was walking towards that back door back there. By the time I got beside Sister Pepper, I'd be looking at that door, making sure that that doorknob was where it needed to be, how I needed to open that door. I mean, it's just automatic. I'm always advanced looking at where I'm going and what I'm doing, and my mind is, and it's just there. My mind just operates, you know, okay, you know, don't trip, don't fall, you know, make sure you grab the handle, you know, just right so it will open right. So you don't have to break a stride if you understand what I'm talking about. In other words, it just, my mind starts working. So by the time I hit that door, I'm turning the knob, I'm going through it, and I don't even think about it. That's what I'm talking about. And our mind, so because of that, sometimes I don't listen. Because my mind is always going. And to listen, I've got to put my mind in park. And I've got to absorb what God is saying. Of course, main thing is after what God's saying, but it goes for everything. I've got to listen. Amen. You know, teaching school. We've got like 12 students in the upper level. They're not supposed to speak out loud. But come break time, it's not uncommon to hear, Brother Pepper, Brother Pepper, Brother Pepper, Brother Pepper, Brother Pepper, Brother Pepper. Like 5, 6, 7 Brother Peppers at one time. Brother Pepper, Brother Pepper. You know, and so I'm trying to, all right, oh, back up here. All right. I got to take them one at a time. I can't listen to all of it at one time. Hallelujah. And so it takes great effort to put everybody else's voice out of my mind so I can hear the one voice. And once again, like I said, I've got to put my mind, so to speak, in park and quit thinking about what I want to think about and listen to what's being said. Listen. So worship involves listening. Okay, so sometimes we have a hard time bringing our words. Sometimes we have a hard time expressing ourselves and sharing our hearts with God. But just as sure as we have that, we have a hard time slowing down, reading God's word, Brother Terry, and listening to God. You see, really, that sweet hour of prayer, that's old song, sweet hour of prayer, that wasn't really a time of talking. That was a time of listening. But we've moved into that sweet hour of prayer, and everybody says, well, how in the world can you pray for an hour? Have you ever said that yourself? How do you pray for an hour? Sometimes I ask the question, how do you not pray for an hour? I mean, because there's a lot of folks in our church, and there's a lot of needs in our church, and you can just start praying for every need, starting over here where Sister Pepper's sitting, and run down every pew, and you can spend 45 minutes, an hour in prayer when you start talking about every prayer request, every need, every circumstance, every situation, every lost loved one. Well, praise God. How can you not pray for an hour? Lord, but really, that's the speaking part. There needs to be a time in our prayer where it's listening. And I've studied after a lot of early ministries like Charles Spurgeon, like George Mueller. And of course, George Mueller was very famous for his faith and his prayer life. But these men, when they went to that time of prayer, they took the Word of God with them, and they would kneel down, open up God's Word, and they would begin to pray, and then they would just begin to be silent. And listen to God's Word. Yeah, God's Word speaks. God's Word speaks. Hallelujah. Even when you don't listen to it on audio, God's Word speaks. Hallelujah. It's God speaking all the time. So, I mean, it's just the reality here, listening is a vital, important part of worship, because listening is really what is going to bring power into my life. Praising God is going to bring God's presence into my life. It's going to bring the reality of God in my life. It's going to keep my faith alive. But listening is going to bring power into my life for service. If you have a hard time listening, then you've probably got a hard time keeping the victory as a child of God. Deuteronomy chapter 6. Verses 4 through 9. And there's just a few questions to answer in here. But this is just one of the most famous portions of Scripture. Very famous anyway. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. You realize you can't teach anything if you don't listen? You won't have anything to teach if you won't listen. Because you got to learn before you can teach. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. Thou shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and thou shalt be frontlets between thy eyes, and thou shalt write them on the post of thy house and on thy gate. Praise God. Hallelujah. Whoever, and I don't see any right here, but I think there's one right on the other side of that wall. Whoever started putting scriptures on them wonderful, beautiful plaques did a wonderful, beautiful thing. Because that's what God commanded to the children of Israel. Write it on your doorpost. Hallelujah. Well, let's just put it on the picture instead and hang it on the wall. You know, it's the same principle, same thing, and that's why we do that. I mean, you know, when we first got saved, I mean, we started hanging those things all over the house. Hallelujah. Just God's Word here, God's Word there, God's Word, and they're still there. Praise God. And what is that? That's that desire to listen. That's that desire to worship God, whether I'm at home, whether I'm out and about, whether I'm in the house of God. That is that worship of listening. You want to keep God's Word very close to you and very much on your mind. Hallelujah. That's what renewing our mind is all about. And renewing our mind is worship, because it requires listening to renew our minds. I mean, I love to listen to the Bible in the morning when I get up out of bed, when I'm sitting there drinking my coffee, eating my sweet. It's a morning ritual. I believe in these kind of rituals. Whether it's sitting out back outside when it's nice, or whether it's just sitting in the house somewhere, listening to God's Word. But if I'm not careful, my mind will start going to things I need to do that day. My mind will start going to some troubles that folks might be having. My mind starts going to some troubles I may be having. And what am I doing? I'm missing out on worship by listening. Why? Because I'm thinking now and not about what I'm listening to. But I'm thinking about the things I want to think about instead of listening to what I need to be listening to. And so worship, that's a part of worship. We can start our day with worship by listening to God's word and setting that time aside just to listen and not do anything else. Distractions. How many times have you heard a message on distractions? Distractions talked about. Well, sometimes your own mind can be your distraction. Sometimes you can be sitting in the house of God and be distracted, not even thinking about what the preacher's saying at all. How many's there tonight? Oh, you are? Okay. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. The wandering mind, that's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 12:28 says, observe and hear. So that it's a good thing to listen to God's word, but go ahead and read it while you're listening to it. Because it is a proven fact that if you read it and hear it, you'll remember it twice as much. And of course, that's what God's desire is, to for us to remember his word, remember his ways. Observe and hear all these words which I command thee, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee forever, when thou doest that which is good and right in the sight of the Lord thy God. There's benefits to listening. And next week we're gonna be on doing, but there's benefits to hearkening, there's benefits to listening, there's benefits to observe and hear. Because when the Bible talks about this, it's not just talking about the fact that you have the God created ability to hear, but it is talking about the fact that you allow it to go all the way down into the heart, which means you embed it into your mind. Hallelujah. If you can't remember what God's word says, then you won't do it. Now, how many's ever kind of maybe been at a job or been given an instruction of something to do? And, let's just use an illustration. Someone tells you, okay, go take out the trash. Go here, 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 and here. What's going to happen when you go take out the trash? What I have encountered with those that I have given commands like that, they'll go to take out the trash, and they'll go here. And I'll ask them, did you take out the trash over there? Oh, no. Did you tell me to take out the trash over there? Yes, I asked you to take out the trash here, 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 and there. Oh, I just heard here. Why would that be? Because they quit listening after here. You gotta listen all the way to the end. I don't know where it went. How many remember the talking stick? It's under the piano. The talking stick. When someone is giving you instructions, they have the talking stick. That means you focus, you listen, you don't think. I'm sorry. I mean, that may seem strange because we're always telling them, think, but at the right time. Because you can't listen and think at the same time. It is not possible. It just don't work. Or I can't. Maybe you can. I can give you a pretty quick test, but maybe you can. I can't. If I'm occupying my mind, I do not. There's been times I've been working on stuff out by the garage on a lawnmower or something, and Sister Pepper comes out there and starts talking to me, and I'm just working away, and then she asked me later, did you hear what I said out there? I said, no. Did you say something? Why? Because I was engaged into what I was doing, and I was not. I heard her talking. See, there's something deeper than just hearing the sound. But I didn't stop what I was doing and listen. See, that this is an important thing, very important thing, far probably more important than we really want to realize or understand, because we've got to observe and hear so things will go well with us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I mean, there's nothing like the benefits of the kingdom of God, but they will only be in transaction if I observe and hear. Proverbs 8:32 says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors." That's talking about the house of God, what it's talking about. Blessed is that man that heareth me, who comes to church. That's what it means. Who comes to church continually wanting to hear what God has to say. Hallelujah. That's what that's talking about. Glory. Hear instruction. Be wise. Refuse it not. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. So, hear instruction. Be wise. Refuse it not. Okay, this is important. We've got to learn to receive instruction if we've actually already been instructed in it before. Because sometimes, even though we've been instructed before, we may have missed part of the instructions. Because we are but human. We are but human. Never think you already know how to do it. Even if you do. If someone comes to give you advice, let grace abound. Patiently, kindly listen to that advice. And then if there's something in it that is going to add to what you've already known, put it in. Don't just think you already know how. Yeah. Because that means you probably won't get more where you can be wise about it. And then if you get wise about it, don't be a wise guy. Because that's a play on words. I know it all. How about that? Does that ring any bells? I know it all. Someone, you step up and say, "Oh, did you know how to? Oh, yeah, I know. No, yeah, I don't need any help. I can do this. Yep, I've got it. And you're sitting there watching them. You realize real quick they ain't got it. They don't know near what they need to know about what they're doing. But they don't want to receive instruction. You know, listening is teachableness. Listening. Proverbs 15:31, "The ear that heareth the reproof of life abideth among the wise." You notice we're kind of hearing that listening and hearing is wisdom. Sister Pepper will be teaching on wisdom here in just another 2 weeks, I think. "He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility." Humility. What? Humility. Listening has everything to do with humility. Because humility, then, you want to hear. You want to learn. Hungering and thirsting after righteousness has everything to do with listening. The worship of listening. Proverbs 20:12. "The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them." Ecclesiastes 5:1-2. I like this one. "Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God, and be more ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. Be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven, and thou upon the earth. Therefore, Let thy words be few. Amen. Keep thy foot when thou goest to the house of God. In other words, pay attention to what you're doing in church. Praise God. Pay attention to what you're doing in church, lest thou, this is not scripture, but lest thou open thy mouth and insert thy foot. That's what I think of. That's what I think of when I read that scripture. I mean, you just, in other words, you just step up and open your mouth and insert your foot. And you realize you should not have trying to be doing what you thought you was going to do. Are you following the picture? So when you go to the house of the Lord, be ready to hear than to give the sacrifice of fools. Once again, that's why I liken it unto open your mouth and insert your foot, because if we'll listen, then we'll have opportunity to speak. Luke 8:15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Praise God. James 1:19. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. You don't have to be swift on your feet. Be swift with your ears. Be swift to hear. Slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore lay apart all filthiness. And this terminology, superfluity of naughtiness, does not give us justice in our American minds of what that's talking about, because it's talking about the vilest evil that can be done. That's what it's talking about. It's not just talking about, oh, don't be naughty now. It is talking about the seriousness of sin and the wretchedness of sin. But a lot of times in our English language, we look at that and we don't think that means that much. But it is the severity of sin. And receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. So in other words, quit thinking that you can do it on your own and do it your own way, and receive with meekness, which is real close to humility, the word of God that is going to bring salvation to your soul. And so we see here that if we come with our preconceived ideas and we come with a life full of sin and not admitting that our life is full of sin, then we're not going to receive. I have found that a lot of folks get very angry when God's word starts speaking against their lifestyle. And this is where James is kind of talking about, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Before you get all upset at God about God's word, you need to really listen to what he's got to say. Amen. That's what James is talking about. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. This is why, you know, if anger and frustration move into our mind frame, our attitude, we're not righteous. That's not the Spirit of God. We can't even be anointed by God when we get in that mind frame, in that attitude. Because it's not an attitude of worship. It's not an attitude of listening. It's an attitude of, I am tired and I want my way. Hello. Praise God. But it's rough because it's real. It's real. And so we see then, you know, wrath has no place for the child of God, especially when it comes to hearing from God. You know, because once again, as I said this morning, that means we're in control and we're thinking. And in this situation, we're thinking wrong, and thus we're not hearing what the Spirit spontaneously speaks to our heart in this given situation. And so, you know, it's just, wow, it's just all, it goes hand in hand. Matthew 11:13, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, and if you will receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come. And Jesus makes this statement, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear. So, all the way from the Old Testament, when God began to deal with man, speak to man, God was the author of language. And a lot of our students are studying that in their Bible lessons. God was the author of language. And then when God began to speak, he expected his people to listen, to worship him. Give him the time of day. You know. Woo! Help us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Matthew 13:15, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. So in other words, we can, and we all know this word. This is a popular terminology for us husbands, selective hearing. Selective, in other words, we just hear what we want to hear. Selective hearing. Well, that's what Jesus was talking about. These people have selective hearing. They're dull of hearing. They don't want to hear what God's got to say. They just want to do what they want to do. If we're not careful, we'll be the same way. And so we can't be dull of hearing. We can't have selective hearing. We've got to be desirous to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, and especially what the Spirit is saying unto me personally. Revelation 2:11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. You know, the reality of this scripture is to the church, and that if the church will not hear what the Spirit is saying, they will be partakers of the second death. See, that's the other side of the coin. You know, you got a head side and a tail side, so to speak. Well, in Scripture, you have the positive side and you have the negative side. It's always there. Because the other side of this, that is, you don't listen, you don't pay attention, you don't do what God asked you to do, then you will end up in the second death. And so the promise here is to keep you from the second death. And the way that's going to happen is if I listen. If I worship my God by listening, by listening to him. When he begins to speak via the Word of God, via the Holy Ghost, via the preacher, via the testimonies, via the exhortations, via the message in tongues interpretation. I mean, God is continually talking. Hallelujah. We don't have a problem with God talking. We have a problem with people listening. A lot of people don't want that side of worship. A lot of people love the speaking side of worship. A lot of folks just hang right there, and that's as far as their worship goes, is the speaking side of worship. But we're learning from God's Word there's a listening side of worship. And then we're going to learn next week, should Jesus Christ tarry, there's a doing side of worship. Praise God. And so here we are, Psalms 8:2, out of the mouth. And I put this in here for a purpose here tonight. Psalms 8:2, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. And in Matthew 21, 15 and 16, it says, "And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did," sometimes scripture, it just blows my mind about those priests and those scribes and Pharisees and Sadducees. They saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple, saying, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were sore displeased. And he said unto them, "Hearest thou?" And they said unto Jesus, "Hearest thou what these say?" And Jesus saith unto them, the priests and the scribes, "Yea, have ye never read, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise?" Moms and dads, you need to listen to your kids. Sometimes kids just have such a childlike faith, they just call it what it is. They're not being bad. They're not being rebellious a lot of times when they say, "Oh, Mom, you're not supposed to talk that way. Dad, you're not supposed to act like that." You need to listen. You need to listen. Yeah. You know, and I even hesitate to say this, but, you know, sometimes, Mom and Dad, you need to listen to your teenager. Give them room to talk. Listen to what they have to say. Don't just always presume. Listen. Because sometimes young minds do not operate like older minds. And thus you have to listen to really find out why they did what they did. And in their mind, they might have a good reason. But if we never listen, we'll never know. And then we'll make judgment without all the facts. Once again, it goes back to humility. Learning to worship God by listening. Sister Pepper shared this. I've shared this before, but just the reality, a conversation between the renowned radio evangelist C.M. Ward and Brother Clendenin were traveling together down the road. And C.M. Ward just had a way about him, especially on his radio program, that, I mean, he just had a vastness of knowledge about a lot of things. Not just the Word of God, but about a lot of things and a lot of stories. And Brother Clendenin, and they were driving down the road, and he asked him, you know, "Brother Ward, how do you know so much knowledge and so much stuff?" And so he said, "Well, Brother Clendenin," and he was driving down the road, and they happened to be driving past a city park. And he said, "Brother Clendenin, you see that little boy out there playing in that park? He knows something I don't know. And if I'd go sit down and listen to him for a little while, then I'd know what he knows." I said all that to bring this to a close. You will never go wrong when you learn to worship by listening. And you will always be strong in the power of His might when you learn to focus and listen when God's talking or even somebody else is talking. You will always gain knowledge. You will always gain strength if you will always listen. So this is one of the most really fabulous parts of worship whereby I may grow strong and in understanding and knowledge. Because sometimes, well, the Bible says, "My people perish without a vision But it also says they perish for lack of knowledge. Sometimes we don't have enough knowledge of God's word. We can't give somebody an answer. And that comes from worshiping God by listening. Because it's more than just hearing the words. It's putting it to memory. Listening. 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 Hearing. A lot of these scriptures talk about it incorporates understanding with that listening. You can hear 100 good sermons. You can hear 100 good lessons of teaching. But if you did not listen while it was going on, it did you no good. I don't know whether you've ever heard this or not. I'm not really sure where it came from. Probably from some cartoon or some show on Netflix. It was a small child talking to an adult. And they asked this question. How did you get so old and not know anything? Think about that for a little bit. I've never watched the show. I've heard different people talk about it. Smarter than a fifth grader. Kind of goes along with how did you get so old and not know anything? How many remember what you learned in high school? Everything? All right, I've got a student over here. I got two students over here that have graduated already. So if I brought out a laptop and I plopped it down in front of you and I turned on Teaching Textbooks Algebra 1, you'd have it. All right, we'll do it here in a little bit. Yeah. English. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, English. You see, I've got a little bit of advantage. I've been in school now for 12 years in high school and 25 years teaching school. So I'm about to learn it just close. Not real well. I can't remember chemistry. I can't remember biology. I can't remember physical science. You plop algebra in front of me, I'll do it every time. It's always my favorite subject. And I said that because usually we remember what we want to remember. Yeah. Had some new students in school this year, and when it come time for scripture memorization, first words out of their mouth, "Oh, I can't do that. I've never memorized scripture." I said, "Trust me, you can do it. I got confidence in you." After several weeks into it, they're memorizing scripture. They just never done it. You can remember what you want to remember. You remember whatever you put in there that you want to remember. That's what you remember. Until you get 62. And then you have to have notes. Praise God. And then you got to remember where your notes are at. Praise God. Amen. Stand with me tonight. Hallelujah. A servant's attitude number 5, worship involves listening. Listening is a vital, important part of my Christian growth. Hallelujah. And my Christian victories. Hallelujah. Because the Holy Ghost will, amen, spontaneously pour his love into my heart and into my mind to give me that unction from the Holy One in that time of need. Praise be to our God. Amen. Let's lift our voices unto the Lord. Let's lift our hands to our God and let's praise him for his word. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, that your word is forever settled in heaven. And Lord, it is so vast, O God, and you reveal it so wonderfully unto your people. Lord God, as we begin to worship you by listening, O God, hallelujah, taking that time, Lord God, and esteeming others greater than ourselves, Lord, and listening unto them, O God. Hallelujah. And especially listening unto your word and listening unto the Spirit of God as the Holy Ghost begins to speak to our hearts and quicken your word. Lord, we're rejoicing, God. This shows how much you love us, God. And how you've not left us nor forsaken us, Lord, for you've provided your word to remind us, Lord, of your greatness and your faithfulness, O Lord God, on a continual basis. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to disturb the enemy in his domain, O Lord God, by worshiping you, by listening to your word, your ways, your voice. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to our God. For truly, Lord, you are for us. Who can be against us? Lord God, let that faith rise in our hearts. Lord God, let that yearning stir in our soul. Lord, to be about the Father's business and to be found in the wonderful word of the living God. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Truly, God, you are faithful and merciful unto us. Lord, you secure us and take us all the way into our victories, Lord God, as we hearken to your voice. Praise your holy name, God. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. You are faithful, Lord. You are faithful, Lord, to lead us out of our times of temptation and our times of trials. Lord, teach me to listen. Teach me to worship. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Hallelujah.